everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird. The bird's a winner.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
The song was bad enough when they first released it in the 1950s or whatever that was.
I think once a year, once every couple of years is okay to hear that song.
But wait till you hear this story. You might have seen the story earlier in the week, but now, or last week, I should say, this, you couldn't get much earlier in this week, could you? Anyway.
Unless you got up really, really, really early.
Right? I didn't go this morning. That would have been earlier in the week, I guess. Anyway, the point is that there's a bird in Michigan that might now become a witness in a murder trial.
How does that happen? Is it a parrot?
Sand Lake, Michigan. Yes. A Sand Lake's pet parrot could be used as evidence to prove that Glenna Durham murdered her husband, Martin. 14 months after Martin Durham was found dead in multiple gunshot wounds in his Sand Lake home, Glenn Durham, 48, is in jail and accused of his murder. Glenna, I should say. The woman. The wife. Now, his family thinks the couple quarreled over unpaid bills, foreclosure on their home, and some gambling debts. Her gambling debts.
Her gambling debts.
Yeah.
Okay.
They believe that she killed him and then tried but failed to kill herself. A few weeks after his death last May, the couple's parrot started repeating a loud, profane argument between the male and the female. The man told her, get out.
Is what the parrot's saying?
Yes.
The parrot's saying, get out, like he's repeating a conversation.
The man told her, get out. She replied, where will I go? Then, in what the family believes were his last words, don't effing shoot.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Gosh, that sounds like a good murder witness, I suppose, even though it's a parrot. I mean, do you trust it? I don't know. What's weird is, looking at the story now, they're saying he's actually using the different voices of the man and the wife when he repeats these things, this parrot.
Right.
It's imprinted in his brain, and he can't let go, according to the person who, I guess, interviewed the parrot.
What? Oh. I need a lawyer.
How complicated.
This is all very creepy. Here's the parrot.
Don't shoot! Don't shut up! Don't shoot!
Oh, that's the
The parrot. That's the actual parrot. That's what
don't
the parrot keeps saying.
Shoot! Don't something.
Don't
shoot.
Blanking shoot. We took the blanking part out.
Got it. That's why I couldn't understand the part. Oh wow! And this parrot keeps repeating this over and over again.
She should have shot the parrot.
I know. Who has a parrot that witnesses a murder and knows that they can speak?
see, Violette is on to something. It's like in Body Heat when it's explained to William Hurt. Listen, for everything that you could do right in committing a murder, there's 30 ways that you can screw it up. And if you think of 15 of them, you're a genius. So I suppose you're right. I suppose you're right.
Just a couple feathers left there when the police come back. The cat ate it.
Cat ate it, and then who shot the guy? It's like, wow.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Some cement shoes for that parrot.
Violetta should go over and talk to the parrot about the Chicago way. Hey, come here. And the parrot will be doing that the whole time.
Leave no witnesses.
Yeah. How about that, though? I mean, it's a parrot. I mean,
unbelievable.
Did you say that they were saying that parrots now, there's new research that shows that parrots actually do know what they're doing?
They're not just parroting, right? That they actually have a brain and they're processing.
Right.
Strange, but maybe true. I mean, this has obviously left such a traumatic impact on this parrot that he keeps repeating it and repeating it. They're saying it's the first time a parrot's testimony has been considered for court.
My guess is that you're not going to get a lawyer to go with the parrot.
Or a judge.
I mean, was that recording done in a deposition or what? Is it going to be on the stand? All right, now, Mr. Parrot. I take you back to the night of July 12th.
All right, Polly, if that is your real name.
And For the record.
Yeah, the parrot will probably take the fifth anyway, so.
Take the fifth.
It is kind of chilling to hear it, though.
It is chilling.
It is, because you feel like you're going back to the scene.
And they do only parrot what they hear.
Well, right. I mean, that's the thing.
They don't make stuff up. They're not
deciding to use language
right.
as a, you know, they haven't figured out exactly what the words mean yet.
I think that's a pretty rock solid defense there. They don't just come up with words.
On their own, you mean?
Right.
Right.
Right. Like,
they don't intuit something else and create language like we do in our brains. They don't respond using words. They respond using a phrase that they've heard.
Right.
But they've heard. And they're mimicking a sound.
And apparently the parrot is also saying, no, Richard, no, no, no.
That's what I was going to ask if he used names, because he could have just been watching a movie or something.
That would be my argument if I were the defense attorney. Right. Your Honor. This bird... I can't even call him that. This bird brain over here was always, and it is literally a bird brain, was always watching that Turner Classic Movies. He loves that film noir crap. And I'm going to tell you something. He sees all sorts of stuff. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, he thinks he's, you know.
Sure.
He's like,
he'll be yelling out Stella.
Right. That's what it is. Hey, thank you for your help there from the peanut gallery.
Come closer.
I can understand that. Sure.
Oh, that's
funny. He thinks he's Humphrey Bogart, this thing. I mean, come on. Your Honor, please. It's a bird. What are you doing? What are you doing with my client here, Your Honor?
The fact that you even have to go there and consider this is...
I know.
Just very fascinating.
This is not going to fly, I'll tell you that. Hello. Did you see what I did right there?
Classic joke.
Classic Rokon.
Classic Rokon, making bird jokes.
Murder, yeah, we're murder jokes.
Violetta's right. The one that tried to kill the parrot in the middle of the thing.
Just shoot the parrot.
Why didn't you shoot the parrot? I like the way you think.
That seemed logical to me.
You're not worried that the woman killed her husband. You're more worried that she might get convicted of it if she doesn't kill the parrot.
Well, I'm shocked that she wouldn't have thought of that earlier.
What is the parrot in protective custody now? Because is a marked parrot.
There's a hit out for the parrot.
Oh, yeah.
The parrot is in the custody of a friend of the family, and they interviewed that friend, and that friend is the one who said he's using the voices of the different people and repeating it over and over again.
I'd like to live with that every day.
No, no, Richard, no.
He's like, oh, gosh, my best friend's
Don't
getting
shoot.
Killed again.
Oh, my God.
I know, rehearing your...
Wait, I got a twist to the story. Hmm. Maybe the neighbor did it, and he's just repeating this to the parrot, so the parrot says it.
Oh, just planting it.
This is like a Murder, She Wrote.
If it is...
Talking about your Turner Classics.
If that's the case, the guy's a genius.
Yeah.
I mean, except for the whole killing thing. But...
Right.
Right.
Well, it was the... Wait, who? Did the wife kill the husband?
They say the wife killed the husband.
But why was the parrot saying, Richard, no, Richard...
I don't know. Bud was in the home at the time of the killing and had begun repeating
the phrase. I'd like to interrogate
phrase.
This parrot.
Well, maybe there was part of the argument that came before it.
Your Honor, please. This man clearly took his own life in front of the parrot. His wife was totally out of the room. She said, oh, Richard, no. Get the parrot back on the stand. You just say, Your Honor, please swear in the parrot as a witness. This is a hostile witness, Your Honor. He's refusing to answer my questions.
Kevin Texter writes, fear the bird.
Fear the bird. Fear the bird.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
Right. They do have to fear the bird. Yeah. In
now
this case,
you know, right.
It's the only
Violetta
time ever.
Violetta taught us.
Right.
We don't allow parrots around when committing crimes.
All right. Dave, you're on WGN. Go ahead, sir.
But I'm bummed. You guys are funny. Parrots are amazing animals. Parrots are amazing animals. When I was a youngster, we used to go down to Virginia to visit the relatives. They had a parrot that was well-aged and was caged in the kitchen. This bird would sit there, and if people started laughing or carrying on, the bird would walk back and forth on the bar and say, be more quiet, be more quiet. And occasionally would pick somebody out of the group and say, Lamont, acting fool again. Lamont, acting fool again. Plus, if somebody were to come to the door and knock on the door, the bird would say, come on in, come on in. So they are an extremely intelligent animal.
So it tells you they're not just saying the words randomly. It applies to the situation.
Right, and they know, they understand.
It's applied to the situation. I mean, the bird would sit there and call, Lamont, come here, want to talk. Lamont, come here, want to talk.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it was amazing. You sit there and go, this bird is something else.
But now you're freaking me out, man.
Yeah, hear me out, right.
Thank you, Dave. I mean, I'm freaked. I'm freaked. Whatever.
I'd be careful what I say around parrots from now on.
Jeez.
I've never even seen a parrot.
Oh, God.
If this works out. Oh, God. People...
Hey, you better not have a parrot in that basement of your parents.
Oh, yeah.
Or you're going to be in some big trouble with the mommy and daddy.
Just delivering the sandwiches. Yeah. Oh, what is the parrot saying?
Yeah, Kevin's freaking out. He's got to go home, take care of the parrot.
Touch it right there.
Oh,
yeah, we don't need a parrot.
What happened to the parrot?
No. Kevin, bad idea.
Kevin, what happened to the parrot?
It's gone forever.
Don't worry about it, man.
Went for a walk.
Our muscle milk. Is that muscle milk?
Flew south for the summer.
Tell him it's muscle milk. Girls for the girls.
Fear the bird.
Fear the bird.
Keep quiet. My parents are asleep.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, they wrapped me out.
That is an unbelievable story.
That is an unbelievable story. Right. All right. Violetta, we're not killing the bird. She does the WGN traffic trouble spots.